Welcome to Continuum, this program of early music that reaches you every week over this station. I'm Milton Sherman Jr. With me and my co-host, Thais St. Julien. Today we're dealing with one letter of the alphabet, and that letter is C. And not only C, but we have two C's because we have two words that describe the program. It's two C's, chaconia and chordiform. Actually, chaconia is the name of a composer, and chordiform is the name of a manuscript.
We're going to begin with chaconia. One of the interesting things about him is that there's not a lot of specific information. It is known that there was a chaconia, a composer who was active in the 14th and 15th centuries. So we're assuming that all of these pieces are the same chaconia, the one that we're playing for you today. We hear first two of his secular songs, Suzanne Fontaine, Gazing into a Fountain, I Heard Such Sweet Singing That My Heart Was Uplifted, and then Qui n'el servir, In the One Who Ever Led Me into Servitude, Celestial Splendor is Sent to Blaze. And this is actually referring to the Visconti family. It sounds as though it should be some kind of a mob television program, the Visconti family. In any event, the performers are La Mora.
Oh,
music by the Belgian composer from Liège, Johannes Ciconia, who lived just spanned both the 14th and 15th century. He actually was born in 1370, died in 1412. And two of his songs we think were attributed to him, we're not quite sure, but it's a new recording in our library and absolutely spectacular because it contains all of the known works of Ciconia on two CDs. And the performers there were La Mora. Our program today is dealing with two C's, Ciconia being one of them you just heard, and quarterform. And Thais will tell us about quarterform.
There is an extraordinary musical manuscript, the Chansonnier Quarterform, the songbook, heart-shaped songbook, I guess is a way to phrase it. And it is exactly that. It is when the covers are together, it is in the shape of a heart. And of course, when the book is open, it is two hearts joined. And the music contained therein should be no surprise. It is all love song. Absolutely stunning music. And there we are lucky to have a recording of the complete works contained in the Chansonnier Quarterform. This is a highly illuminated, a highly illustrated manuscript with gold and glorious colors. And the recording was inspired by the addition of a marvelous facsimile that was so close to the original that some people thought it actually was the original manuscript. And I guess if I ever stumble across a couple of $1,000, I might get a copy of that facsimile. We hear two selections, the first by Guillaume Dufay, Donna Gentile. And in this song, it is actually a prayer to the Virgin Mary for assistance, but the language and the style of the music is that of the courtly love tradition. And this is very common during this very early Renaissance, very late medieval period, to use the style of secular music when praising the Virgin Mary. The next piece is either by John Bedingham or John Dunstable. It is O Rosa Bella. O fair rose, smile upon me, help me in my distress. And this is definitely a secular piece that has sometimes been confused with a prayer to the Virgin Mary. The performers here, the consort of music.
Thank you.
from the Chansonnier de Cordeforme, the manuscript that's in the shape of a heart. And Thijs did mention when the manuscript was open, it was like two hearts together. Actually, it looks like a woman's fan, you know, that opens up, having the two humps times two. And a highly illuminated manuscript, and also containing some of the most fantastic music. We began with a piece by Guillaume Dufay, and that second piece you heard, the O Rosa Bella, for years had been attributed to Dunstable, but for some reason, musicologists think it was written by Bedingham. So actually, we can say it's by Bedingham or Dunstable. We're not quite sure yet.
I wonder if we ever will be.
Members of the Consort of Music under Anthony Rulli performed those works.
We return to Chiconia, Puoque Morir, Since I Needs Must Die for Your Love. I leave it to you, my lady. I leave my doleful heart. Then we go back to the chansonnier court form. S'il vous plaît, que votre je sois. The composer is Johannes Regis, with whom I am not familiar at all. If you wish that I be yours, I will serve you long and faithfully.
Thank you.
another selection from the Chansonnière Quarter Form, as performed by members of the Consort of Music under Anthony Rulli. And we began with a piece by Ciccone from the complete set of Ciccone recordings that we have, as performed by Diabolus in Musica in La Mora. Our program today is called Two C's, and the C's are standing for Ciccone, who is a composer spanning the 14th and 15th centuries, and also the Quarter Form Codex, one of the major codexes of music in the shape of a heart from medieval times.
Sticking with the Quarter Form Codex, because it's got such really great music, two pieces that I've sung, that Musica da Camera has performed. In case you don't know, we are performing musicians. Musica da Camera is an ensemble that focuses primarily on medieval and early Renaissance music, and we've been doing this probably longer than any other such ensemble around. The piece first chosen is anonymous, of course, J'ai pris amour. I have chosen love as my emblem to win happiness. And then by Hein van Giesigem, De Tourbillon Plein, my lady is as full of goodness as any goddess. Seeing her gives me such delight that there is a paradise in my heart.
Oh.
De Dupien Plain by Hein van Heusinghem, actually one of my favorite pieces of this period, so popular in the period that it appears in almost 25 sources, and even in the first printed music by Petrucci. We began with J'ai pris amour by an anonymous composer, and both of these were performed by members of the consort of music from the Chansonnière de Cordeforme.
We return to Cicogna. Dolce fortuna, sweet fortune, give me respite from the eyes of her who is my undoing. And then we end with a piece from the Cordeforme manuscript, the Cordeforme, Chansonnier Cordeforme. The composer is Antoine Bousnoy. J'ai moins de bien. I have less reward than if I had nothing. I do not know if my lady desires that I languish in distress all of my days.
Oh,
And from the Chansonnette Quarter Form, a piece by Busnois, as performed by the Consort of Music under Anthony Rulli. And we began with some more of Johannes Ciconia, a piece with Dolce Fortuna, and that again was performed by Lamora.
We want to thank you for joining us here today on Continuum, and I will have to insert my personal comment here. I just love this music, and it's music that I wish I had many more opportunities to perform, but there's just a limit in how much music you can perform in 1 year. Please join us again next week for another hour of early music.